When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 23 of Dare to Be. Today's devotional is titled, A Time of Testing. Steve Hughes once wrote, "The number 40 is mentioned over 150 times in Scripture and often symbolizes a period of testing, trial, and then triumph." Our text for today is from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 12 through 16. Now David was the son of an Ephrathite of Bethlehem in Judah, named Jesse, who had 8 sons. In the days of Saul, the man was already old and advanced in years. The 3 oldest sons of Jesse had followed Saul to the battle, and the names of his 3 sons who went to the battle were Eliab, the firstborn, and next to him was Abinadab, and the 3rd, Shammah. David was the youngest. The 3 eldest followed Saul, but David went back and forth from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. For 40 days, the Philistine came forward and took his stand morning and evening. In Scripture, 40 is a number synonymous with testing times. Consider the following. After Noah built the ark, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. That's according to Genesis chapter 7, verse 12. After Moses murdered an Egyptian, he wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Exodus 34, 28. For 40 days, Jonah delivered a message of doom and gloom to Nineveh. That's Jonah 3, verse 4. After being baptized in the Jordan River, Jesus was tested in the wilderness for 40 days and nights. Matthew 4, verses 1 and 2. The Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Joshua 5, verse 6. Ezekiel laid on his side for 40 days to bear the burdens of Judah's sins. Ezekiel chapter 4, verse 6. And Goliath taunted Israel for 40 days and 40 nights. That's verse 16 of chapter 17 of 1 Samuel. 40 days is a long time to be tested. Goliath stepped out to taunt Israel's army every morning and evening for 40 days. That is 80 times that Goliath strutted out and defied the God of Israel. Years ago, I read a book called 41 Will Come that changed how I approached testing times. Here's what I learned. Zero in on a number that gets a lot less attention. The number that comes after 40. The number 41 represents a beacon of hope for postponed dreams and promised lands. Amid the troubles of everyday life, it's almost as if 41 is shouting, "I got next." In the Bible, the number 40 signifies relentless rainfall and never-ending storms. Just ask Noah. 41 resuscitates hope, restores the sunlight, and returns the calm after the storm. 40 exemplifies exile in the far reaches of a scorching desert with no end in sight. 41 wipes the slate clean, and gives birth to second chances. 40 symbolizes the consequences of bad decisions and disobedience and the postponement of promised blessings. 41 turns the page on a new chapter, a new calling, a new beginning. 41 turns what seemed like a pipe dream into a reality. 40 implies fear and failure, and it represents the devil's best efforts to disrupt, distract, and destroy the work of God. But 40 also represents times of preparation as God lays the groundwork for the good works He will one day set before us to walk in. Jesus fasted and prayed for 40 days before launching His earthly work. On day 41, He initiated a ministry unlike any other. 41 paved the way for teaching, healing, and miracle after miracle, culminating in the greatest miracle of all. When Jesus rose from the dead, humanity was redeemed, salvation came, and hope was rekindled. During the 40 days after His resurrection, Jesus appeared to His disciples on several occasions, proving to them that He was alive and breathing new life into them as He explained the kingdom of God and commissioned them to build it. On day 41, after promising to send the Holy Spirit in His place, He ascended into heaven, leaving the disciples to carry out His plan for launching the church, a church that, by the way, is still prevailing against the gates of hell. Maybe you've been stuck in a downpour or lost in the desert for what has seemed like 40 years. Maybe you're hiding from an enormous giant or running away as fast as you can. Maybe you're so hungry for God to move in your life or in the life of a son, daughter, mother, father, other family member, or friend that you can taste it, but it feels like it's never going to happen. Do you feel so spiritually empty that you desperately need a fresh start? Have you just about given up on the future because you feel stuck and defined by your past? Here's the good news. The story's not over. 41 is still out there. 41 will come is a declaration of faith that things will get better. The rain will stop. The sun will shine. The day will break. The page will turn. The answer will show up. The pipe dream will become reality. The promised land will be inhabited, and the giant will fall. We serve a God who is big enough to restore relationships, heal bodies, extend provision, change circumstances, breathe new life into any situation, and wipe out our sin and the shame associated with it. And not only is God big enough to save you, He also wants to do it. His desire is to deliver, heal, restore, and redeem you. He wants to set you free. We can dare to be courageous when we realize that victory comes after the testing times. Some questions to consider. How has God tested you? How can you approach testing times with confidence in God? And finally, what encouragement have you gained today learning that 41 will come? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.